It's Mel the Sports Gal with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
All right, back with Mel the Sports Gal. Before we get to the Hawkeye game and Purdue, Kurt said off air, he told us that he heard you talking. He heard your corporate voice. Kurt, do your impression of Mal's corporate voice.
It was chilling. It was, hello. Hello. I thought I had dialed the wrong number. I thought I had dialed the wrong number. All of a sudden, I'm expecting Mal of, hey, Kurt, how are you? And I got to, well, hello.
That's such a lie.
All right. You admitted it was your corporate voice. What is your corporate voice?
Okay, I'm kind of a game show host. Well, that's right. Yeah, sure, I agree. Sure thing, Mr. Man, Mr. Corporate America, whatever you say.
All right, let's talk about the Hawkeyes. Finally, the Big Ten is playing Iowa and Purdue.
Is this real life? Is it?
I know, it does seem weird.
Oh, I'm pretty jacked, I have to admit. And, you know, I always have my little friend crushes on the quarterbacks.
Right.
And my boy Nate Stanley, who is a Bears fan, by the way, too, I did look up his little picture last week just because I missed him. He still had a fake purple jersey on, but the new quarterback is Spencer Petras.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Petras. I almost said Petra, but I think that's like a Christian rock band or something. So Spencer Petras. Last year he looked pretty good. He got in a couple games. They're playing Purdue at West Lafayette, and we'll get to hear the train sound, similar to like the Viking horn stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I hate.
Yes.
But the Hawkeyes are, I don't know what to say. This is a tough one because it's the first game, you know. I know that their secondary is going to need some work, and I know that Purdue has a really strong passing game, so that makes me nervous. But I was kind of, you know, stalking their boards, their message boards, and none of them like the O-line. So if the O-line is weak, they can't get the passing game going, so that's what I'm hoping for Purdue. And they have a COVID connection, too. Their coach has COVID. I mean, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
But,
I know.
Iowa, we've got, you know, we got great receivers, I'm hearing. You know, there's not as many as you'd want, but we have a couple stud receivers this year. Tyler Goodson's back to run the ball. The defense, we missed some, you know, our guys went off to Buffalo and made it big, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be those games. I think that Spencer Petras is going to be a gunslinger type of guy. He likes to throw it downfield. But I think Iowa needs to mix it up and control the clock to win this game. I just have a bad feeling because the past three times Iowa's played Purdue, one of their wide receivers has their career day. And I have a feeling that might happen again. And I hate to say it, with all the hubbub going on and the new stuff going to Purdue where they have bad luck, I'm taking Purdue to win this one by a field goal.
Wow.
I am stunned.
After all the waiting to pick a game, and she picks against them. I am too a little bit, but I understand what you're saying because Purdue has been a problem at times for Iowa. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That
is
true.
All
right. Because of COVID.
You've changed, Mal. You've changed.
Okay. Mal the Sports Gal. Find her on social media. Of course, you can find Mal. Look for Mal the Sports Gal on Facebook, on Twitter, also on Instagram. And yeah, even Snapchat. All right, enjoy watching the game. Hope the outcome is better than you think it's going to be. And have a great weekend, Mal. Thank you.
I hope I'm wrong on both. You guys have a great
weekend.
Your calendar lacks appointments, so put Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on your agenda. Star 102.5.